This segment is sponsored with Troy Murray by ChevyDriveChicago.com. How would you answer that, Mr. Hockey? What would you say about the weather? Are you enjoying this weather? It probably makes it easier for you, given the travel and all, right, Troy?
Well, you know, I love it. Yesterday was an unbelievable day. I'm actually out walking the dog right now, a little cooler. But I'm from Canada, and I do like the seasons. I do like snow. But I'll take this for as long as we can get it.
Well, you do get the feeling. I think if you're like me, certainly if you're like my wife, she's in the back of Brenda's mind, it's like, oh, someone's keeping score. And we're not talking God here. It's just nature that there will be hell to pay come February. Yes. Or, you know, at some point, the score evens out, right?
Wasn't it last year, kind of near the end of January, that we had the polar vortex
come down? Yes, it was.
And that was darn cold.
I remember well because I was in southwest Michigan. I was in New Buffalo. And we're just...
I love that town.
It's a really fun area. Love a lot about it. Do you spend time over there, Troy?
You know what? I have a boat slip over there. I don't have a boat at this point, but I was up there for years, and I still have my boat slip.
How does that work? You get a boat slip, and that's what you want to keep, even if you don't have a boat. That's the precious commodity.
It is. You know, I ended up renting it. I rent it every summer. It's a great area. The town... I mean, this is going back to the mid-'80s when I bought the slip. My agent, it was a guy named Buddy Meyer, who lives up on one of the stops just south of New Buffalo. We both bought slips together. It would be before construction, just to the right of the bridge as you're headed down towards the lake. Loved the area, you know, and then it just kind of got to the point where I had kids and didn't need the boat anymore, but I kept the slip. Just loved the area.
All right, Andy Mazur, we've put off talking about hockey as long as I possibly can.
Can we keep talking about New Buffalo?
I don't know. What's your take as we turn the corner now? Is the season still salvageable, Troy? Where's your head on this? Especially given the injuries that we've just experienced.
Yeah, this is it's kind of a tough one to swallow with all the injuries, the major injuries to Calvin Hahn and Brent Seabrook. You know, Calvin Hahn, I thought before his injury, was playing some of his best hockey that I've seen him play. And Brent Seabrook, you know, you look at his situation, a little bit different just because of the fact that he's a veteran player. But he means so much to the group inside the room, and he's such a leader and such a presence there that you'll certainly miss that moving forward. And then throw Brandon Saad's high ankle sprain in there. He's out for another 3 weeks. And you kind of look at what happened on the game prior to the holiday break, 7-1 loss against the New York Islanders. And, you know, after two great games against Winnipeg and Colorado on the road, they come back and lay an egg like that. You know, they would have been at 500 if they had won that game. Now they're two games under. You just look at the rest of the season. I think this is their 38th game tonight. You know, so almost at the halfway point. They've got to put a good string together right now. And the one thing that has been mind-boggling all season long is the inconsistency of this team from one game to the next.
Yeah, yeah. That seven-goal game was a reality check we didn't want. Maybe it was just a one-off. Maybe it was a fluke.
You know what? And I said this before on the air, before that game. I always felt that as a player, it was much easier to play that last game before the break on the road. You've got family, you've got travel plans, you've got everything kind of in order. There's a lot of distractions around this time of the year, ticket demands, people to come into the game, you know, family, friends in town, whatever it is. For the hometown people, it's a bigger distraction. For the visiting team, listen, they're in a hotel. They know that they don't start until the next day as far as the break. You don't have family there, so you can focus on the game. And I just thought that the focus, the way that the game went, it just was very apparent that the Blackhawks didn't have the focus that they needed to. And that was one of my keys to the game, to finish this game off strong before the break, because that is the reality. Oh. And you know, it kind of came to fruition about how the team played with just lack of energy and passion. And I just didn't see that coming, because I thought that after two really solid games and the way that they came back and scored four goals in the last 8.5 minutes against a team that had never lost in regulation when leading into the third period, let alone the two-goal lead with 10 minutes to go, I just didn't see it coming. So it was very disappointing. And as everybody said in the room, and Jeremy Colleton said after, it was an embarrassment. And it was.
Hey, Troy, obviously you never want to see guys get hurt and be out for the season with DeHaan and Seabrook. But the blessing, I think, kind of underlying is the fact that Boqvist now and Dennis Gilbert, you get to see these guys a little more, don't you?
Well, there's always a positive to everything that happens in the bright side for the Blackhawks, and some of these younger players are certainly going to take a more significant role here moving forward. And you look at the leadership and the experience that both DeHaan and Seabrook bring to the table. Somebody's going to have to fill that void inside the locker room. And, you know, for a young guy like Kirby Dach, who's played extremely well here in the last little while, it seems like, you know, he's gaining some more experience and learning how to play at this level. You know, maybe he's a guy that it takes a bigger role inside the room and fills that void. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of different issues for the guys playing on the ice now without those two guys, because when Boqvist gets back, he's banged up right now too. When he comes back, he's going to be expected to play a much bigger role and fill bigger minutes in key situations that otherwise he probably wouldn't have that experience in. So there is a positive, there is a bright side of this, that the young guys are going to get an opportunity to show what they can do.
You know, the Duncan Keith comments after a couple of games ago about bringing it more and being a little more physical, is that something that a team can just kind of turn on and turn off? Because it looked like they turned it on quite a bit there. There was a lot of hitting going on in both of those games that they won.
Yeah, I thought that they played the right type of hockey. They were all engaged. I think Dennis Gilbert has really done a nice job of sparking this team physically, an element that they haven't had in a long time. In his short time here in the NHL, he's already had four fights, which ties him for fourth in the third in the league. But it just brings a little bit of an element that they didn't have. And when you see how they can play when everybody's engaged in the right way, you get good results against good teams in Winnipeg, in Colorado. And you saw that they stuck together. They were playing as a team. And that emotion and energy that Duncan Keith was talking about, it doesn't mean that you have to go out there and you know, fight all the time or anything like that. But yeah, it's mentally engaged and being prepared to compete and win 50-50 puck battles and have the right energy from shift to shift with every guy. You know, just not the Andrew Shaws or something like that. When he's in the lineup, you need it from everybody. And you saw that for two straight games. And then just a lack of commitment by basically everybody to engage in that area against the New Jersey Devils. It was kind of mind-boggling.
Guys, I got 30 seconds. We got the Islanders, 7 pregame, 7:30. We drop it tonight. Here on WGN Radio, Andy, how's this game going to go?
Well, it looks good. I mean, Robin Leonard gets to face his old team tonight, doesn't he, Troy?
Yeah, I think he's going to get the start tonight. I think he's excited for it. There was a little bit of bad blood, I think, between him and the organization that this summer when they were the best defensive team. They won the Jennings Trophy as the best goals against average or goals against, the fewest goals against in the NHL last year. So for Robin Leonard, it's going to be a big game. He's out to show the Islanders he did wrong. And I think for the entire team, realizing where they are right now, this is a massive game for them moving forward because they've got a 3-game road trip coming up after the game.
All right, let's step it up, guys. Nice to hear you. Say hi to John Forrest and have a good call tonight.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Always love it.
Yeah, we do too.